and welcome to Celtic Roots Radio, coming to you today from Downpatrick, Northern Ireland. Celtic folk, folk rock, Appalachian, bluegrass, Scottish, Irish, Breton, Cajun. If it's Celtic or roots music you like, you'll find it here on Celtic Roots Radio.
Because they said it's manly.
Hey! I sail the sea, I sail the lakes, I sail the whole world over. I'm mighty glad I am the lad they call the Menzies Rover.
Well, the first time that I sailed the lake from Frankfurt to Wisconsin, I took a job upon the boat with Captain Jim Johansson.
Hey! I sail the sea, I sail the lakes, I sail the whole world over. I'm mighty glad I am the lad they call the Menzies Rover.
Chicago. I promised that I'd marry them just one day from tomorrow.
Hey! I sail the sea, I sail the lakes, I sail the whole world over. I'm mighty glad I am the lad they call the Menzies Rover.
For me are the rover's only token.
I sail the sea, I sail the lakes, I sail the whole world over. I'm mighty glad I am the lad they call the Menzies Rover.
Well, I'm standing on the Frankfurt pier, me sailing days are over, and on my arms their names appear, the lips of the Menzies Rover.
Hey! I sail the sea, I sail the lakes, I sail the whole world over. I'm mighty glad I am the lad they call the Menzies Rover.
I sail the sea, I sail the lakes, I sail the whole world over.
I'm mighty glad I am the lad they call the Menzies Rover.
I sail the sea, I sail the lakes, I sail the whole world over.
I'm mighty glad I am the lad they call the Menzies Rover.
Keeping all right. These are crazy times, eh? Welcome to the 75th Celtic Roots Radio Show. I'm Raymond McCulloch in Downpatrick, County Down, with a shower of Celtic and Roots music, and a wee taste of crack as well. We started the show with Benzie Rover from a band called Song of the Lakes in Michigan, USA, from their album Walking the Plank. You know, our last show had nearly 6,000 downloads and plays, so if you're enjoying this show, please share it on Facebook and Twitter or X or whatever it's called. Or you can email me directly, raymond@celticrootsradio.com. And here's a first. Diagura from Homs in Syria contacted us by Facebook Messenger. He says, "It is awesome to live in an era that is possible to a person like me, who's living on the other side of the world, to hear your type of music and your voiceover. You're my favourite. I listen to Celtic Roots most of my available time. You are awesome folks with a heart. Excuse my English. I could express my feelings better if I would have a better language, but I can understand very well." Well, shukran, dear. Karamagat. Thank you for your kind comments. I've sent you a free MP3 of my single, Our Tir Sé Gunga, Our Land, by return. Stay safe over there now, won't you? And we've just had our 50th review on Apple Podcasts. That's in a total of 14 countries now. Celtic Arizona, obviously from Arizona, USA, left a 5-star review entitled, "Love this podcast, heart. I could and do listen to this podcast all day. It's so fun and inspiring, and his accent is just fantastic." Of course it is Arizona. We apparently now have the most popular accent in the world. There you are now. And here's another wee bit of news for you. We've just recently started putting our shows up on YouTube. Same music and crack, with more photos and links to the artists and bands. Just go to the new TV page at CelticRootsRadio.com for the links. We're listening to a tune called "We of Sweeney, The Frenzy of Sweeney" from Occam's Razor in Washington State, USA, from their new album, Secrets and Silence. Thank you.
get a job. She heard the voices weighing the future of it all. She said, I don't think you understand the situation, but you'll change. Point of view, her friend said, there will always be a naysayer. Make sure he isn't you. If you have dreams, don't you give in to another who would leave his lying in the gutter. Not mine, I'll leave him far behind.
Some great picking there. That was Hetty Jane from California, USA, and a song called The Hardest of Times from her album A Thousand Reasons Why. First time I ever went to Sligo was when I was about 21, still single, with a friend hitchhiking. This was back in the bad old days during the troubles of the early 70s. We were planning to get as far as Limerick to meet a friend there, and we both got our dads to drop us off in Belfast at the start of the M1 motorway. And we thought we were doing pretty well when we got a lift to the end of the M1 just outside Dungannon, County Tyrone. Mind you, that's what they called bandit country. And so we walked for miles without getting a lift, not encouraged by the fact that all the road signs were full of bullet holes. Eventually, we made it to the village of Bilcoo, right on the Fermanagh-Sligo border, and walked across the bridge into the village of Blacklan on the south side of the border. Here again, we had a dry spell with no lifts. It was getting dark and we were seriously thinking of spending the night in an empty roadworks hut. And finally, a car stopped for us. The driver took us all the way to Sligo, but first, he stopped at a pub in Blacklan which he owned, gave us some sandwiches and a cup of tea. It turned out that Vincent McGovern was a reformed alcoholic, although he had inherited four pubs, all called the Bush Bar, in Enniskillen, Blacklan, Manor Hamilton and Cavan. Vincey the Bush, as he was popularly known, spent most of his time travelling around Ireland on behalf of the Alcoholics Anonymous, the AA, helping people addicted to alcohol. Well, we made it to Sligo that night, though rather late, about 2 a.m. And the flashier hotels took one look at us and told us they were full up. Eventually, we discovered an old but rather run-down hotel, funnily enough called the Grand Hotel, who obligingly offered us a room. We discovered some interesting places in Sligo, the Trades Club, where the music was great, but the alcohol left a little to be desired. Another popular haunt was the House of the Rising Sun. Yep, another pub. Where I amused the locals by playing slide guitar using a Guinness bottle. Back in 1979, I knew a lawyer in Sligo called Charlie Brown. He'd been the solicitor to Lord Mountbatten and had met with him earlier in the same week that he was blown up on his yacht by terrorists. Charlie Brown worked for Argy and Fibbs. What a brilliant name for a law firm. It's rumoured that they once considered taking on another partner, a Mr. Cheatham. Charlie Brown had a painting of a cow in his office, with a farmer pulling it by the horns and another tugging it by the tail. Meanwhile, a solicitor was sitting on a three-legged stool, wearing a nice suit and milking the cow. We're listening to Folk Arts Quartet from Boston, USA, from their album of the same name, and two Breton tunes, Le Rideau du Pendu and Syncopin Hunting.
Oh, I better act fast, it's where she lives. I've been sitting on a fence called penitence, and there's nothing to forgive. But if you happen to see her, tell her I'm on my way. If she'd been feeling lonely lately, tell her it'll be okay. I don't know why we only ever kiss goodbye. I don't know why we only ever kiss goodbye. I don't know why we only ever kiss goodbye. I don't know why.
That was Dobro Down from here in Northern Ireland. Kiss Goodbye from his album Folk Dope. And we're listening now to yet another French contribution from a band called Mirant, and the tune Le Sermont from their new album Fells. When we left Sligo, we walked for miles through County Roscommon, not a vehicle in sight for hours. We passed a young couple outside Ballysadare, also hitchhiking, who then got a lift and waved as they passed us in the car. They only got a few miles though, because we soon passed them in turn, sitting in the back of a tractor trailer for the milk churns. The whole day was spent like that, us passing them, them passing us, going only a few miles each time. Finally, as Davy and I walked through Ballachadreen, County Roscommon, a single guy picked us up, and he was going all the way to Galway. Great. I mentioned how we'd been passing this couple all day, and sure enough, we saw them ahead, hitching once again. The driver agreed to pick them up, and they sat silently in the back with Davy while the driver and I chatted all the way to Galway. He dropped us at Eyre Square in the middle of the city, and the other couple were halfway across the square by the time we'd thanked the driver. However, I thought the whole day had been too much of a coincidence, so I shouted across to them, "Buy you a pint?" Apparently, those were the magic words, because we ended up in Richardson's pub for most of the evening, sinking several of those pints. Bernard and Ulla were celebrating their first wedding anniversary, having eloped to Gretna Green to get married the year before. We became firm friends and found them a room before heading on to Limerick. The next lift we got was from a priest, who turned out to be the Bishop of Galway. Yes, the very one who was later the centre of a great scandal about his mistress. I found him very entertaining, actually, though I've since wondered just who he might have been visiting in Limerick that day.
The time it seems too late, and your souls are getting thin. On the road you just can't see, but if you keep on, don't give in. You can be the last honest man in Tennessee. Your hopes are studied all. There are those who see the world with warmth and pity. There are men who never fall. But there's a man with pockets thin who's never promised what he can't keep. And if you keep on and don't give in, you can be the last honest man of Tennessee. You can be the last honest man of Tennessee.
We've been listening to Harpeth Rising from Ohio, USA, and the song Last Honest Man. And we're going to finish off with one from English band Iona, featuring the beautiful voice of Northern Ireland's Joanne Hogg and Bishéa Mavula, Part 1, from their album Woven Cord. Sána Wailea, go easy now. Well, that's all we have time for on this show. Remember, you can find out more information about the artists and songs played on the show on our website at CelticRootsRadio.com. And if you're an independent artist and you'd like to hear your music played on this show, again, you'll find details on our website. That's CelticRootsRadio.com. Tune in again next week to Celtic Roots Radio. I'm Raymond McCulloch, coming to you from Ireland. Slán agus banna dia.